WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 47 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Three Brazos County primary races were decided yesterday.
John Rainey defeated four opponents to win the Republican nomination for House District 14.
I think I've been right on the issues. I am a conservative. Those signs that you saw a lot of, most of them are 4 and 5 years old. I use them over and over again.
Irma Cawley won the Democratic nomination for Brazos County Commissioner in Precinct 4.
I think my constituents share that they appreciate what I've done and want me to continue the work that I've started.
David Hilburn's the new chairman of the Republican Party in Brazos County.
I think the Republican Party and the voters in the Republican Party are expressing their desire for a little more cooperation among its members and looking forward to the future of working together to defeat the Democrats in November.
All the Brazos County primary results are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
We are about 3 weeks away from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce annual Chamber Day event.
What we do is we just have volunteers and we go out and visit businesses, thank them for being in business here, thank them for the jobs they've created, and see if there's anything we can do to help them.
The Chamber's community liaison, Roy Hickman, says volunteers in past years have visited up to 1,200 businesses.
It's not a big sales deal. If you're not a Chamber member, we'll walk in and say, hi, thank you. Obviously, if you want more information, we'll give it to you, but we're not out there pushing the memberships. We're just pushing business in Brazos County.
You can volunteer for the March 29th event online at bcschamber.org. Low and moderate income residents in the Twin Cities have opportunities to tell officials how federal money should be spent on housing and other needs.
It all has to benefit low and moderate income folks primarily, but we want input from citizens. What are the most pressing needs? To be educated about what the grants can do, but then to tell us, here's what we think are the most pressing needs and the way you should go with using those funds so that we can use the dollars in the best way possible.
David Brower with the City of College Station says an online survey is available at cstx.gov. A similar meeting for Bryan residents is tomorrow night at 6 at the Municipal Office Building. A College Station man awaiting a jury trial on breaking into a Bryan home 2 years ago reached a plea agreement with prosecutors. According to a news release from the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, 33-year-old Tyrone Scott was sentenced to 10 years in prison for that burglary, along with a robbery in College Station that also took place in 2015. Scott also had prior convictions for two robberies in Grimes County. A real-life example of the old anti-drunk driving campaign, Friends Don't Let Friends Drive Drunk, took place in College Station Sunday morning. The friend told police, according to the arrest report, that the driver was headed to the Exxon convenience store at Texas and University. The officer found the driver just as she was about to leave the store. After the officer determined the driver failed field sobriety tests, she was arrested and taken to the hospital for a blood sample. 37-year-old Julia Pena of Bryan is out of jail after posting bond on a charge of DWI with two prior convictions. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 47 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if I told you that a dictionary was the result of an explosion in a print shop? I doubt that you would accept that as a reasonable explanation. It simply isn't reasonable to believe that an explosion could arrange paper and ink in that way. Yet, there are those who argue that this world, which is far more ordered and complex, is the result of a big bang that occurred millions of years ago in space. That is not reasonable. Design argues for a designer. A building argues for a builder. In the book of Hebrews, we read, "For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God." Hebrews 3 and verse 4. It is reasonable to believe that an all-wise and all-powerful God made this world. This Bible Minute was brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located at 11914 State Highway 30, College Station, Texas.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, it's 610, News Talk 1620, WTAW, checking weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Another bright and sunny March day in the forecast. High pressure stays in control. Temperatures are up to about 60 to 65 with all the sunshine today. Overnight, we're going to be clear. We'll be 40 to 45. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine. High somewhere between 65 and 70 tomorrow afternoon. It becomes partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Mostly cloudy day on Friday, highs anywhere from 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, plenty of diamond action for the Aggies yesterday. Aggie softball picked up the win over Penn State, 8-0 in five innings. Sam Schau got the five-inning no-hitter in the circle. Coach Joe Evans pretty happy with her hurler's performance.
Yeah, really good. I mean, when you don't give up any hits, that's a pretty darn good performance. So we'll take the no-hitter from her.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. Also, Aggie baseball picked up the win over Northwestern State, and that one was 6-1. The guys had to rally to get the victory, but we'll talk about that, as well as plenty of other sports. Aggie basketball, some accolades being handed down to the men's basketball team coming up in sports.
So it was like a Bryan broadcasting night for Aggie softball,
it
right?
Was.
Yeah.
It was.
Radio, TV, doesn't matter. You had to listen to our folks to find out.
We're taking over.
We're taking over Aggie softball.
All of it.
So like now when they finish in five innings, do you have to fill till the end of the hour? Or how does that work?
No. So it was interesting, though. I had Boomer White in the broadcast booth with me. And obviously in baseball, there's not a run rule, which we kind of discussed yesterday. So when the game ended, it ended very abruptly. There were two runners on and a pinch hitter hit a triple and all of a sudden game over. And oh, wait, A&M had a no hitter. And he was just like, what is going on? Not supposed to be like this. So it was definitely an interesting first softball broadcast for him. And we had a great time. And we get another shot at it on Friday. So,
okay. Yeah, if it's over, it's over. Everybody starts shaking hands.
And I was like, not really paying attention to the run rule and the fact that it was the fifth inning. And then, boom. Game over. Done.
That's it.
So, yeah.
All right. So now, y'all take just a moment to make sure you have all your fingers and toes. Everything seemed to be physically intact.
I did. Well, okay. Chelsea was in the press box where it's nice and cozy and warm.
Yeah.
They stick the radio people out in the cubby.
I don't think that's what he's talking about.
No.
Oh, what are we talking about?
Well, hell, they let Democrats vote yesterday.
Whoa.
I don't know how the world is alive and spinning today because Democrats voted yesterday. Oh, my God. That doesn't matter.
It's good that people are coming out and voting, though.
Exactly.
I mean,
right.
Whether you're voting Democrat or Republican, it's your right as a citizen to go out and vote, and you need to use that right.
Yep, and, you know, use it again in November. There were Republicans who would try to make you believe that the world will end if you let a Democrat even get into a voting booth. Oh, my God, what could happen? It's not up yet, but the sun will come up in just a little while, and it'll be really okay.
I mean, it's the primaries. It doesn't, at this point, it doesn't make that big of a difference.
Yeah. Ask Hillary. Remember, she said, at this point, what difference does it make? So, for the crowd... So I'm glad everybody's okay.
Yeah.
And man, just think, because you know what? It's not the last time. There'll probably be Democrats who will vote again in Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So for the crowd of mostly baby boomers who had just finished up their healthy lunch of salmon filet on a bed of grains and vegetables, the warning was somewhat dire. You're running out of time, said 63-year-old Bill Falloon. Bill's a former mortician. addressing them from the stage to his left, to his right, giant screens, projecting government actuarial tables, reminding this group that the projected year of termination for them, okay, would be 2037.
Wow.
I mean, it's just around the corner.
It's coming
up. The year of termination.
So, this is what Bill says. He says, you need to take the initiative. He urged his audience of about 120 people who had flown in from as far away as California and Spain as Scotland that they needed to start paying to participate in the soon-to-be-launched clinical trial testing transfusions of young people's blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's scary.
To lead them to healthier lives and potentially live longer.
What?
Yeah.
Now just, are we really that unhealthy?
Well, no. To get into this deal, you had to pay $195 just to listen to him talk.
Yeah.
What?
No, thanks.
This would be your 2018 snake oil salesman.
How did he get into this job?
Wow.
Well, I really want to know.
He just decided he was going to do it, and he apparently put it out there. Now, people considering enrolling in the whole deal are going to have to pay $285,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so just saying, that would be the final price tag when you're finished with all this. Clearly, there are people who have made, they've consulted with the Food and Drug Administration to see if they can stop this guy. But, I mean, we're talking folks who are willing to pay this kind of money. Now, his company, which is called Celerity, opened last month. They say it's raised $250 million to be able to come up with this young blood.
What?
Yeah, for old people.
That's so creepy.
Yes, it really is.
It's so creepy.
And there are people paying for it.
The old people are sucking the life out of the young ones.
Well, and again, not even that old. I mean, 40-ish.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Again, it used to be a snake oil salesman on the back of a Conestoga wagon. Now it's a guy who's in a hotel ballroom in Florida.
Well, next time Scott calls me into the studio, yeah. Chelsea, you're going to back me up, okay?
just in case
he's waiting there with some sedative, knock me out and take my blood.
Somehow or other, I'm not thinking that's the answer.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
It's the 2018 Brazos County Youth Livestock Show, kicking off with the Queen's Dance featuring the Bellamy Brothers, Saturday, March 17th at 8 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo Center, 5827 Leonard Road. Tickets are $10 in advance at Cavender's and Catalina Hatters, or $15 at the door the day of the dance. Events and livestock shows are scheduled, ending with the premium auction on March 24th. The 62nd Annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show, March 17th through the 24th, sponsored by Garrett Mechanical and Pegasus Optimization Managers. For more info, visit bcyla.net.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
Hey, good morning, 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It is March the 7th. It's Wednesday, isn't it?
It is Wednesday.
We are in the midst of International Celebrate Your Name Week.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's cool.
Did we know there was a whole week for that?
I didn't.
Monday, in fact, was Fun Facts About Names.
We'll see
if we can dig around for that. Tuesday, yesterday, was Unique Names Day.
All right.
There's some of those.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Today is Discover What Your Name Means.
Ooh.
Many sources for that, so we may have a look at that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Name Tag Day, and then Friday is Middle Name Pride Day.
Middle Name Pride.
What if you go by your middle name?
Oh, yeah. All you people have that tucked away.
Tucked away.
That's it. Or either that or you're using it, and then people don't even know what your first name is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, unless, you know, the government's trying to get in touch with you. But anyhow.
I've got a buddy whose name is Robert Andrew, and he goes by Drew.
Okay.
So it's like it's not even his middle name. It's an abbreviation of his middle name that he goes by.
Can't even get close to it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Teen Tech Week, okay, for all those nerdettes out there. This is your week. It is Crown Roast of Pork Day. It's a spectacular-looking piece of meat, but, you know, you don't see it cooked that much. It's like restaurant
food. Crown roasted pork?
Yeah, that's what it's called. No smoking day. Okay, sure. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
It's National Cereal Day. We'll have some cereal facts later on today.
Ooh, I love cereal.
Oh, cereal is good stuff.
I thought you were going to go over all the famous cereal killers.
Oh, no. Yeah, we'll do that one on another day.
Okay.
And yesterday being Dude Day, I did not realize until I was reading this morning that yesterday was the anniversary of the release of the movie The Big Lebowski.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was Dude Day. Yeah,
exactly. So anyhow, and apparently it is going to be returning to 600 theaters in U.S. America.
Really?
If you want to see. And again, it's not a movie that necessarily loses anything on the big screen or gains anything on the big screen. You can watch it on TV and still get it because it's all about the dialogue. But nonetheless, we'll see about that.
And everybody show up in their bathrobes.
Yeah, or whatever. Dress appropriately. It's birthday time.
Birthday time. Brandon T. Jackson is turning 34. Now, he plays Martin Lawrence's son in Big Mama's Like Father, Like Son.
Okay.
One of those great cinema wonderful things.
I agree.
He was Al Pacino in Tropic Thunder, if you remember that. Laura Prepon is turning 38.
Oh, the Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, Alex Voss in Orange is the New Black.
Well, and then, of course, Donna.
Yep, on that 70s show. So that's I think that's what she's really known for.
Yeah,
but
you're right.
Orange is the New Black.
And I think
she
helps direct Orange is the New Black.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I didn't know that. Jenna Fisher is turning 44. Pam on The Office.
Sure, sure.
Oh, okay.
Owen Wilson's wife on Hall Pass. Now, she was married to James Gunn from 2008.
Right.
He's the guy who wrote and directed Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
So, but they are no longer married.
I see.
Peter Sarsgaard is turning 47. He's a guy who's been in a lot of stuff.
He
might not know the name, but you'll know in the face.
He'd be a working actor.
Yeah, he was in the Magnificent Seven remake. He was a bad guy in that. Jarhead, Kinsey, Garden State, The Orphan, lots of stuff. Rachel Weisz is turning 48 today.
Okay.
The Mummy.
Oh.
She's also in Oz, the Great and Powerful. And she's married to Daniel Craig, who had a birthday not too awfully long ago.
Right?
So yeah, she's married to James Bond.
Okay.
So she's got that going for her, which is nice. Wanda Sykes is turning 54.
Wanda.
Some people think she's funny. Others, not so much. But she's turning 54 today. Taylor Dane is turning 56. You might recognize her from this wonderful hit. So there you go. Wake up. It's time to wake up, guys, with Taylor Dane. Tell it to my heart.
Yeah.
So she is turning the big 5'6" today. Also, Freddie Johnston turning 57. 1994, Rolling Stone named him the Songwriter of the Year over Kurt Cobain, who had just passed away. So I don't know. Some folks were upset about that, but who cares? Bryan Cranston turning 62. Walter White on Breaking Bad.
And so much more. He was in that Malcolm in the Middle show.
Yes.
Where he played kind of a goofy dad. And then he's the same guy who played Walter White.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's also the dentist in Seinfeld.
Yes.
He's
a really funny guy, actually.
Yeah.
He's just naturally funny. If you've there are some conspiracies out there from Breaking Bad and Malcolm in the Middle fans that Malcolm in the Middle is a not a prequel, it's a I guess a sequel to Breaking Bad. That Walter White goes into hiding, goes into witness protection, and then starts his own family, and thus Malcolm in the Middle is born. Of course, that's not true. If you've actually watched Breaking Bad, Walter White does not end well for him. But either way, Bryan Cranston turning 62 today.
And actually, as of yesterday, he was announced as one of the nominees for the Olivier Awards, which is like on stage, on Broadway.
Oh, very cool.
For Best Actor in the Play Network. So, yeah, he does a lot of stuff. He really does. Anyway,
So, a couple of Pittsburgh Steelers footballers. Lynn Swann turning 66.
Okay.
And Franco Harris, 68.
The Magnificent, is that? No.
The Immaculate Reception.
Truly an amazing play.
Yep. So he's turning 68 today. Peter Wolf turning 72.
Yeah.
He was the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band. They had this hit. My blood runs cold. My memory has just been sold. My angel is a centerfold. Angel is a centerfold. So he's turning 72 today.
What year was that? I remember that.
81.
Okay.
1981. Of course, they also had that song Love Stinks.
Yes.
Love Stinks.
Yeah.
Willard Scott turning 84 today. Legendary weatherman from the Today Show. He was the original Ronald McDonald. Did you know that?
I did know that.
So he's turning 84 today. And that's all I got for birthdays.
All right, there you go, 624.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, once again, we are learning that another individual connected to the unverified, salacious Trump-Russian dossier, yes, yet again, is connected to the Clinton. Now, The Hill's reporting that former Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer, he's the man whose information prompted Mueller in his investigation into Trump and Russia. Well, he helped raise $25 million for the Clinton Foundation. And to top all that off, the FBI didn't tell Congress about Downer's prior connection to the foundation. So to recap, the dossier is bought and paid for by the Clinton campaign and the DNC. Longtime Clinton friend Sid Vicious Blumenthal acted as a source for the dossier. And now we have the catalyst, the known catalyst for the Russia Mueller probe, Alexander Downer. He raised $25 million for the Clinton Foundation. But this is not a witch hunt. Not in any way, shape, matter, or form.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Today's technology makes a lot of things easier simply because everything is connected. Your cell phone is connected to your tablet is connected to your smart TV, and they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. But it may only take one weak link in all those connections for those cyber criminals to get in. Now that's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the big power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, you know, like your info on the sale that they have on the dark web, and they have the addition of Norton Security. Well, that helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats like ransomware. Now, if there's a problem, remember, LifeLock agents will work to fix it for you. Now, look, nobody can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor every single transaction of every business, but LifeLock with Norton, they are by far the best and give you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. You get an additional 10% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity, 10% off your first year.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Oh, Jan, I am so ready for spring. I can't wait to get out of the house and go somewhere.
Sounds like you could use a new Toyota. And now through April 2nd, we have low APR financing on select models.
That's why I called.
Oh, I just love the sounds of spring. The rivers and streams coming alive. The young hatchlings in their nests singing their very first tune.
Oh, here, I've got one.
You got me on that one. What's that?
That's me awakening after a long winter's nap, cruising the open road in my new Toyota.
Wow, you're good.
Thanks. Bless you.
Yeah, that's another sound of spring. My allergies.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N4218.
Good morning, 628, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Weather brought to you by Ground Shuttle, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Sunny skies today. That ought to be pretty nice. It'll be probably about 63. Winds out of the north at 5 to 15, so a little bit cool, but sunshine helps. Then tonight we'll be down to around 39. For tomorrow, it's 67, mostly sunny skies out there, about 70 on Friday. 81 on Saturday, probably more clouds, however, and then 73 on Sunday. So really outstanding weather. Right now, winds out of the north at 14, got a chill factor of 41. Air temperature is 47.
Give me a chance while I'm in foster care. Volunteer to speak up for me in court.
Give me a chance. Be by my side during meetings with lawyers and social workers so I don't feel lost and alone.
Give me a chance and volunteer to keep me safe while they help me reach a permanent and loving home.
Become a court-appointed special advocate or CASA volunteer. Your time can help keep neglected and abused children safe, giving them a chance at finding happiness. Every child deserves a chance. It's you. Visit becomeacasa.org today.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. House Speaker Paul Ryan is calling on President Trump to take a more surgical approach to trade and back off his threat to levy tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The Republican speaker and business groups are pressuring Trump to alter his approach to avoid any unintended consequences or collateral damage to the economy. Trump has said he's not backing down, and right now, futures reflecting that stance. with the Dow Industrials indicated to open down more than 300 points this morning. Target is increasing the minimum hourly pay to $12 starting this spring, the second increase in a matter of months, while accelerating its reinvention plan to make the discounter more competitive in the age of Amazon. The discounter's moves, announced at its annual investor meeting, come as its ambitious plan to remake itself for driving more people to its stores and its website. But its massive overhaul is coming at a cost, as it reported a weaker-than-expected quarterly profit. Crude oil trading at $62.12 a barrel. That's your money now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 47 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Four Brazos County primary races are advancing to runoff elections in May.
The most crowded of those fields involved the five Republicans running for district clerk. Margaret Meese received the most votes.
It's been stressful. It's been a lot of fun. And I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Meese will face Gabriel Garcia, who edged Crystal Kelly.
I can't express how excited I am to experience this.
The least crowded were the three Democrats running for Justice of the Peace in Precinct 4. Selena Vasquez received the most votes.
We worked very hard to build a coalition of our community, a coalition of voters.
Vasquez will face Manny Aguilar in the runoff.
It's not new to me, the runoff. I just, got to go out and hit the streets again, meet the people, and encourage them to go vote again.
All the Brazos County primary results are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In state legislative primaries, John Rainey avoided a runoff by defeating three opponents in the Republican primary for House District 14. Rainey will face Josh Wilkinson, who won the Democratic primary. In House District 12, Democrat Marianne Arnold won her primary and will face incumbent Kyle Cassell, who had no primary opposition. In House District 13, which includes Burleson, Grimes, and Washington counties, Republicans Jill Wolfskill and Ben Lehman advanced to a runoff from a field of five candidates. In Senate District 5, incumbent Charles Schwertner won the Republican primary. He will face Meg Walsh, who won the Democratic primary. Both of those winners received more than 70% of the vote. In two other locally contested races, there is a new chairman of the Brazos County Republican Party after David Hilburn defeated incumbent Paul Rieger. And Irma Cawley won the Democratic primary in her bid to be reelected to the Brazos County Commission. Employees from the City of Bryan's Public Works Department will make repairs to the pavement on a street that couldn't hold a fully loaded Bryan School District bus. The driver's side rear tires fell into the hole on Crenshaw near Ursuline while students were on their way home yesterday. No one was hurt. Parents were called and the students moved to another bus to complete their trip home. A Bryan woman arrested 4.5 years ago has pleaded guilty to a charge of kicking a Bryan police officer in the face while trying to put her in a patrol car. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reported there was a plea agreement with 35-year-old Kawana Johnson, who was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for assaulting a public servant. According to online court records, prosecutors were barred from proceeding with a charge of attempting to stab someone and driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction. In all, according to online records, she has been in the county jail 13 times in the last 11 years. One of the Bryan Police Department's canine officers was used to track down three teenagers who were arrested last Sunday night for evading arrest. The arrest report also noted the handler chose not to send Blitz into a drainage ditch where one of the suspects was standing in at least 80% water. Two of the human officers went into the water to bring out 17-year-old Jabori Woods, who went to jail for the second time in a month. Also arrested was 17-year-old Marco Alonso, who had been out of jail for 10 days after serving 6 weeks for misdemeanor assault. And a 16-year-old was taken to juvenile detention. The group is accused of jumping out of an SUV that an officer was trying to stop for driving without headlights at 8:30 Sunday night. The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce has issued the call for volunteers to visit local businesses later this month.
We've been able to visit as many as 1,200 businesses in one day.
The Chamber's community liaison, Royce Hickman, says Chamber Day is an opportunity for business owners and decision makers to talk about the local business climate.
You know, a lot of times we've been able to hook them up with departments of the city on issues they've had. And folks from the city, the police department, all of these folks join us and go out there.
Hickman says it's a one-of-a-kind event.
One of the interesting things is people that sign up in the morning, and then at noon they come over and say, do you have room for me this afternoon?
You can volunteer for the March 29th event online at bcschamber.org. Each year, the Twin Cities hold public hearings to collect opinions on how to spend federal money to assist low and moderate income households.
Every year, we work with City of Bryan. They have really great folks in their community development office. We fund local nonprofits. We have housing programs. We can do public facility activities, which are streets and sidewalks, sewer projects to help development move forward.
David Brower with the City of College Station says if you missed last night's public hearing, you can still fill out an online survey, which is online at cstx.gov. A similar meeting for Bryan residents is tomorrow night at 6 at the Municipal Office Building. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 47 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ill advice number 55. Eating grapefruit for breakfast makes you lose weight. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Tired of bitter morning routines? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
It might just be that you only need to update your kitchen or a breakfast area. We can do that.
You have, I think, the largest selection of backsplashes and tiles and accent pieces that I've ever seen, and you get new ones in all the time.
That's one area where we're constantly working very hard to bring the latest and greatest decorative tile for your walls, your backsplashes, so that you create a really exciting, fresh, new look in your home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. It's time for your spring battery maintenance. Not just the battery in your car or truck. Remember your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and lawn equipment, too. At Interstate Batteries, we're the experts in all of them. We can do a free battery test to determine if you need a new battery, a recharge, or if there's something else that might need attention. Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. Or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Hey, good morning, 6:38, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Jackets of Weather, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Dry weather continues to move into the region. We'll see sunshine today. Cool start, but we're going to get back to about 60 to 65 later this afternoon. Should be clear and cool overnight, 40 to 45. Tomorrow, we're partly sunny. We turn a little milder. Highs tomorrow afternoon, 65 to 70. Clouds will start to increase tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Clouds on Friday, with highs somewhere between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Both diamond sports for Texas A&M got wins yesterday. Ooh. Aggie softball, an 8-0 victory over Penn State. Aggie baseball, a 6-1 win over Northwestern State. It was not easy for Coach Rob Childress and company.
You got to make those hits matter when you don't get a lot of them. We certainly did that tonight. Their starting pitcher was outstanding, and I don't know, retired the first 9 or 10 or 11 in a row and had all four pitches working and, you know, was just really, really good.
The Ags actually were no hit through the first four innings, but they were finally able to make things work and did get the win. So we'll talk about those two games as well as the All-SEC men's basketball team has been announced and three Aggies have made some teams. So we'll go over that and so much more. coming up in sports.
So now there's baseball again tonight, is that right?
This afternoon?
Yeah, this
there's
afternoon.
There's also softball.
And there's softball again.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go.
There's a 3 o'clock game for Aggie baseball, and then a double dip. There's a double header for Aggie softball.
Ooh.
Chelsea, will you be there?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, it's all you. All
it's
you.
All me.
Yeah. All right, doing the double header. Boom. Who are they playing?
Incarnate Word.
Okay.
So it's an old interstate rivalry.
So they played a team for, they played Penn State yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Last night?
So
yes.
Penn State was, they. This was the kind of the start of their little Texas road trip. So they'll play Lamar tomorrow, or today, excuse me.
Okay.
And then they go to Houston for a weekend tournament.
Ah.
So Penn State can't play at home
for
about the first 20 games of their season.
Yeah.
So lots of road trips.
Part of their world.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It shows. Yeah. I don't think they've gotten a lot of practice.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, you got to start someplace.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. So anyway, in case you weren't with us earlier this morning, Democrats went and voted. Oh, my God. What's going to happen now? All the leaves will fall off the trees. There'll be car accidents. It'll be horrible. Okay, so.
Cats and dogs living in harmony.
I know. What are you going to do? Here was a tweet. Texas' 15 largest counties early voting in Democratic primaries spiked at 105% when compared to the 2014 midterm. They had more candidates running. Okay?
True.
More people will vote when there are more people on the ballot. I guarantee you for 2 decades. There have been Democrats going, well, nobody in my race. I guess I'll vote Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, give it a rest, all right?
But you don't think any of it stems from the president?
Oh, there's no doubt it does. Oh, the New York Times, and again, remember, it's the New York Times.
Right.
But they had a headline that said, Texas Democrats surge to poll and show of anti-Trump sentiment.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
That's the only reason.
That's right.
I think that's a big reason, though.
It is.
No doubt.
There's no question that is a big part of it, that people are just so disgusted about that person. It is amazing, just comments that random people who I know think everything bad that is going on in the world now is because he's president.
Oh yeah. For sure.
And there was nothing bad going on the previous
8 years. No, definitely not.
No, when Barack Obama was president,
everything was perfect.
It was great. Anyway, and one of these days, it may get to the point where people can get along again, but I'm not sure when. Anyhow, the Republicans are just about as mad with the president as the Democrats are when it comes to this tariff thing. Oh, it's Chit Chat Wednesday. So we'll talk to Congressman Flores in a little while, and then we'll talk to Mayor Nelson from Bryan later on in the morning. But yeah. Again, Trump is a business person. He doesn't necessarily think that trade wars are all that bad.
Yeah.
Politicians, on the other hand, not so much. They don't want people losing jobs. Don't you remember the job of government is to make jobs. Make jobs. Make sure people have money in their pocket, even if we have to give it to them.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a little bit of both. There has to be obviously some compromise. You got to have open trade, but at the same time, you have to be able to make businesses want to be in the U.S.
Yes,
and want to hire American workers.
And we need to protect American workers if we're losing jobs to other countries, and we need to do something to make it tougher for them to bring their product here. Steny Hoyer, he's the old guy in the Democrat Party in the House, as opposed to Nancy Pelosi, who's the old female.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's the old guy. He's number two in their party. Has suggested that the Democrats will not insist on any protection for the Dreamers as part of this month's omnibus spending bill. Now, they currently are shielded by the, of course, DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. He says, we'll get around to it. Now, that's a pretty interesting thing for the Democrats to be saying because, you know, before Chuckie Schumer over on the Senate side was making sure that everything stopped until they took care of the Dreamers.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't take care of the Dreamers, we're not going to get anything passed. Well, now the Democrats in the House at least say, well, no, let's pull back a little bit. Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City, do you know her?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Maybe running for governor of New York.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so there.
Okay, she was Miranda in Sex and the City.
Oh,
the redhead.
The redhead, I assume, is a Democrat, correct?
You bet.
Oh,
absolutely, yeah. Anyway, she if she decides to run against Andrew Cuomo and wins, She would be New York's first female governor and openly gay governor. So you got that going for you in New York.
Now, what's her problem with Andrew Cuomo?
Well, I'm sure, much like some Republicans here, he may not be liberal enough.
Boo.
See?
That very well might be the
deal. Had that discussion that Nancy Pelosi is the most conservative person in her congressional race. Nancy Pelosi, conservative?
Wow.
Are you kidding me? But anyway, it's a matter of, you know, you have to be just like me or you're a horrible person. And then there's Megan Berry. Megan would be the mayor of Nashville.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. She was right up until she resigned.
Okay.
And she was booked yesterday after pleading guilty to criminal theft. Well, the deal is she was having an affair with her bodyguard.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's not against the law.
Right.
But then when she went and misappropriated $10,000 in city funds so she'd carry on the affair.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah, and he was getting paid to be her boy toy? Is that kind of what it boils down to?
A little extra raise.
Yep. Yeah. A little something there.
Mm-hmm. Her, a little wink, wink.
Her plea agreement was she has to repay the city $11,000 and serve 3 years of probation after pleading guilty to criminal theft. Her boyfriend, that'd be Robert Forrest. I guess he's out of a gig, huh?
Yeah.
He's probably needing to find another job. Also pled guilty to criminal theft in connection with the affair and agreed to pay $45,000 restitution to the city. He'll get 3 years probation as well. She sent a tweet that said she loved Nashville. Well, okay.
Well, you know Kevin Costner did that. He didn't get in trouble. He made a great movie.
What? Which one?
The Bodyguard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they had that song.
That was a singer, though. Yeah,
that's right. It's a different deal.
And I will always love
you. But she tweeted out that she still loves Nashville. May not be mutual, but she still loves Nashville. So there you are, 646.
Hey, honey, I really need you to get my oil changed. Can you do that this week?
Man, that means I got to go get the oil, filter wrench, plus my time. I was planning on watching the big games this weekend.
I didn't say I wanted you to change my oil. All you have to do is take it to Allen Honda's Express Oil Change during their happy hour, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4. They have 8 lanes. They'll wash and vacuum it. It doesn't matter what car you drive. You get $10 off, and you're in and out in a jiffy. So will you please take it to Allen Honda?
Oh, sure. That's easy.
That's Allen Honda's Express Oil Change.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 10th, learn all about spring vegetable gardening. Planning, variety selection, fertilizing, and pest control is important to success. Learn all about growing vegetables this week at Producers, another great class for the kids too. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Great landscape color doesn't just happen accidentally. It comes with a thorough knowledge of the tools that you'll be using, the flowers, the foliage, and the hardscaping elements. And it requires careful planning. As our son's driver ed teacher once told his car full of teenagers, you gotta see the big picture. As we head into another growing season, the chance for you to help your landscape shine is here upon you. Let's work step by step to help you develop a plan for the color beds in your plantings. I'll be back with details right after this message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing. But the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. Or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. What are your favorite colors? There's little point in adding red to your garden if your favorite color is blue. Be sure your colors are harmonious with the non-living things that surround them, like walls and walks and patios. Then go with the shades that most cheer and inspire you. This is your landscape. Just like the insides of our houses, our landscapes are made up of rooms. At a minimum, you can compare the front yard to your living room, your backyard to the den, and the work or storage area to your garage. If your lot is large enough to allow it, you'll be able to create additional rooms via creative use of fences, berms, retaining walls, and hedges. The point of all that is that each of these rooms can have its own seasonal color scheme. What you use in your front yard absolutely does not have to mesh with what you plant in the back, that is, unless they're concurrently visible from any one place. Keep breaking it down into manageable modules. You'll want to change out your color plantings in any given spot at least two or three times per season, one for the cool months of November through mid-April, the other for the warm weather from April through October. So that all adds up to the opportunity to try a lot of fun plants, since you'll have two color schemes per room and two or three rooms or more in your landscape. Once you've determined the colors that you want to use, make a list of the very best plants to provide them. Remember that flowering trees and shrubs typically bloom one or two times per year and that they flower for two or three weeks at a time. Fall color lasts about that long as well, a couple of weeks at the most. The point being, those are rather fleeting sources of landscaping color. Sure, you need to consider and include them, but you probably don't want to base your entire garden design on them alone. Perennials are somewhat in that same boat. Almost all perennial species bloom at the same time this year that they flowered last year, and that bloom time for all but a handful will last two or three weeks. You have to know when each type of perennial will bloom so you can plan the landscape accordingly. Annual flowers, annual foliage color provide the biggest show for the bucks, so that's what you need to do, and you don't need big beds. Small beds, carefully positioned, can do a great job for you. I'm Neil Sperry, working with your nurseryman in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:51. Both Aggie softball and Aggie baseball were winners last night. Sam Schau pitched a five-inning no-hitter as the sixth-ranked ladies rolled over Penn State 8-0. I asked head coach Joe Evans after the game what her takeaway was from Schau's performance.
Yeah, really good. I mean, when you don't give up any hits, that's a pretty darn good performance. So we'll take the no-hitter from her. And I thought she showed good presence on the mound and, you know, just took care of business. They hit the ball hard maybe a couple times, and we made they hit one line drive center field, make the catch, and then Riley Sarton makes play in the 5-6 hole and throws a kid out. So I thought Sam did a really nice job.
Now, with the win, coach and the ladies improved to 19-3 on the year. They'll be back in action this afternoon when they welcome Incarnate Word to town for a midweek doubleheader. Game one is set for 4 o'clock with broadcast on Willie 1550 and 98.7 FM. Across the street, 8th-ranked Aggie baseball used a 5-run 6th inning to rally past Northwestern State 6-1. Now, the Aggs were actually held hitless until the bottom of the 4th when the offense started to get things going. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
You got to make those hits matter when you don't get a lot of them. We certainly did that tonight. Their starting pitcher was outstanding, and I don't know, retired the first 9 or 10 or 11 in a row and had all four pitches working and, you know, was just really, really good. We're very fortunate to keep the game close. Jaws was really good. We played great defense behind him, and Hoffman gave them no hope once we grabbed the lead.
Freshman Will Frizzell led the Aggies at the plate, going 1-for-3 with 3 RBI as they improved to 12-1 on the year. The guys will be back in action this afternoon as they entertain Northwestern State in a businessman special starting at 3. Broadcast will be over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. A trio of Aggies have been named to the All-SEC men's basketball team. Junior center Tyler Davis was pegged first-team All-SEC. Members of the media got to catch up with him yesterday and asked him about being named that first-team All-SEC.
It's great. Just knowing that I've been working hard and the work is showing, you know, I give a lot of credit to my teammates, give thanks to God for it. So it's good to reflect on the season.
Tyler's teammate, forward Robert Williams, was selected co-SEC Defensive Player of the Year as well as SEC All-Defensive Team. Meanwhile, rookie guard T.J. Starks garnered a spot on the SEC All-Freshman Team. Now, the guys are in St. Louis this week, gearing up to take on Alabama in the SEC Tournament tomorrow at noon. The Dallas Mavericks finally got off the schneid last night, besting Denver 118-107. Mavs rookie Dennis Smith Jr. had a nice performance, scoring 18 points and dishing out 11 assists. Here's head man Rick Carlisle.
One of the best of the year, flat out. I was just super impressed at how he kept the ball moving. He kept himself a threat to score, and his teammates were always threats to get great shots, and that's what great point guards do. So 18-11 is a winning number. And he was great.
The rookie getting some love from his head man. The win puts a stop to a three-game skid for Dallas. Elsewhere, Chris Paul scored 25 points, and James Harden added 23 points and 11 assists as the Houston Rockets picked up their 16th straight win last night, 122-112 over Oklahoma City. Here's big man Trevor Ariza on the victory.
Well, I think that I think that shows that we're an unselfish team. We know our roles. We know what we have to do. We know we need to keep the floor space. So when the floor space is, it's like reading a little book, a little ABC book. You know what play to make. You know what to do because the floor is so wide open.
With the victory, Ariza and the Rockets maintain the best record in the league at 50-13. They'll be back in action tonight when they visit Milwaukee at 7. And Pekka Rinne recorded his 7th shutout of the year as the Nashville Predators blanked the Dallas Stars last night 2-0 in the Music City. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bed bug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bed bugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bed bug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Bowman Business and Tax Services, an authorized IRS e-file provider. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.com.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof.
Hey, hey, good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW, 2 minutes till. OMG.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
Look, had I known that this was out here, I'd have played it earlier. This is an actual ad for Ted Cruz.
If you're going to run in Texas, you can't be a liberal man, because liberal thought is not the spirit of a Lone Star man.
Hey! Yeah.
Wow.
Texas, and honest about your plans. If you're gonna run in Texas, you can't be a liberal man.
Oh.
Okay. Interesting tactic there.
So just and again, that is an actual ad that apparently has been running. So
liberals.
That's what happens, man. Dang liberals, get out there. You never know.
Liberating stuff.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. All right. So anyhow, next hour, what your name means.
Okay.
We'll figure out what our names mean, and then we'll give you a website so that you can go find out what your name means. And as we mentioned yesterday, if you happen to be expecting a child and you don't know what you want to name him or her, just go see a movie and watch the credits.
Yep.
Once you go through there, you'll have all sorts of strange ideas about what you could name your child, you know, if you want to do something unusual. So, we'll see. Here's the weather. We got a, like, 4 or 5 day run of pretty nice weather. 63 today, 39 tonight, 67 tomorrow, then 70 on Friday, 81 on Saturday, and 73 on Sunday. Right now, winds out of the north at 14. A little chilly. Wind chill is a 41. Actual air temperature, 47. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.